Hi, this is Mr. Harris coming to you for another edition of Alumni Spotlight. And today we have a very special guest that joined us this afternoon. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jordan Cottrell, class of 2019.
Very good. Thank you for coming, Jordan.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. So, all right, class of 2019 graduate. I think you're the last class to graduate before the big pandemic happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole lot to happen, right?
Too much.
So, all right, so you graduated from Lynn Haven. So what did you do after that? I mean, you know, I know we, you know, talked about, you know, while you're a student, you know, we always gave you options, right? You know, you can do whatever you want to do. Graduate from high school, you can go to college, join the military, you can get a job, you can hang out for, you know, for a while and just figure it out, right?
Right.
So what did you do after you graduated?
So once I graduated, I went straight to college down at ODU.
Okay. So was that the only school that you applied to?
No, I applied to VCU, George Mason, Lynchburg, and Morehouse.
Okay. And you landed on Old Dominion University?
Yes, sir.
So why'd you land there? That's a big school. You know, Lynn Haven was what? You know, at the time, probably like 30 students.
Yeah.
You know? And you about to go all the way down to, you know, to Norfolk.
Yeah, I think for North, the reason I picked that was, you know, it was in Norfolk, so it wasn't too close to home, but it wasn't too far either.
Okay.
You know, all my family and everything was still in reach.
Okay.
Then, of course, it was by the beach, so that was a plus, too.
Okay, you know, yeah. Okay. So you went down there fall of 2019, and you moved in.
Yes, sir.
And how was your first semester when you went down there?
Oh, my first semester was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at first I didn't want to go, but I was like, you know, I think, you know, I owe it to myself to at least try it.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried it and ended up loving it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you go back that second semester?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so that was 2020.
Yeah.
So what happened after that?
I want to say maybe within, like, I want to say March. This was right at spring break. COVID hit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everything changed after that.
Yeah.
So what were you thinking? You know, did you think about, so what did ODU do? Did they shut it down like everyone else, or did they?
Yeah, so what happened was, it was crazy because like the day before spring break, we was all saying, you know, see you next week. Da da da, but little did we know, that'll be last time we see each other within like months.
Okay.
So I want to say ODU, they ended up shutting down for the rest of the year.
Okay. Yeah, we did the same thing, right? Everything happened in March or so, and as a school community, we had to close like everyone else had to close, right? And everything changed. So you go through that, you finish up the semester. So that fall 2020, what happened after that? What'd you do?
Fall 2020, I was online.
Okay.
Yeah, all online.
Okay. I think that was the case for a lot of colleges. I think they just made a lot of their courses offered online.
Yeah. And you know, like, ODU was still open for campus, but you know, it wasn't too many people there because a lot of people didn't feel comfortable going back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So were you nervous about going back, or was it just?
See, with me, I still wanted to go back, but I saw how much it was going to cost.
Right.
And I was going to have like a big hole on my account.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, maybe best I just stay home, stay online.
Okay.
And did that, yeah.
Okay, so you did that through that fall semester?
Yeah.
Okay, did you take any breaks in between that? So did you take any breaks between fall 2020 and now, or have you just been going steady since you started?
Yeah, so I went school fall, then I went to my sophomore year. So I finished my sophomore year straight up. And then I want to say, was it my spring semester, my junior year, I took a break.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was because, you know, I had a hold on my account for
$3,000. Mm-hmm.
And of course, I didn't have $3,000 to just get them. So,
right.
Yeah. I just took a break. You know, and during that time, I worked 3 jobs, you know, stack up some money. And now I'm back.
Now you're back.
Yes, sir.
So you'll have that memory forever.
Yeah.
Right. No one can say, well, I didn't handle my finances, things happen, right? And you said to yourself, you could have just said, you know what, I'm not gonna worry about it. A lot of people that I've known over, you know, the last 20 years working in this field, but you know, as someone that's in my 40s, I've met a lot of people that things got a little hairy, things got difficult, And you know, they just kind of just stop. Say, I'm not gonna worry about it.
Right.
So that speaks to your level of grit.
Right.
Right. In my mind, it's like, you know what? You spent this much money.
Yeah. Right.
You can't let $3,000 stop you and get in your way.
Right.
Right. That's like any obstacle. Right. Something gets in your way. You go through it or find a way around it.
Right.
Right. Okay. So what are you gonna major in? So you're at ODU. And you got to select a major. So yeah. What's your major?
So right now I'm majoring in business management.
Business management. What does that mean, business management? What are you going to do?
So basically I will be in a management position. You know, I'll be running day-to-day operations.
Okay.
Helping, you know, the big bosses
right.
run their business.
Right. Very good. Very good. So that's not surprising. Yeah. So I know, you know, we've had a lot of conversations from the time you started Lynn Haven to now. And, you know, I kind of always knew that if you decide to go to college, you would major in business administration or business management or something like that.
Right.
And so, yeah, there's endless opportunities for that.
Right.
Right. All right. So what's your ultimate goal? So you're going to graduate hopefully by next fall.
Right. Yeah.
And you'll walk in, I guess, December of that.
Yeah.
Of 2023.
Yep. 2023.
Okay. So what's your goal?
So
clearly
my goal,
get a job, right?
Yeah. Definitely. Get a job. You know, definitely have a source of income.
Right.
I want to have multiple sources of income at that.
You know, okay.
So I don't have to just depend on one job to make money, you know. And really, I just want to be comfortable in life, you know. I don't have to be super rich, but I also just want to be comfortable. I want to be able to do whatever I want, you know.
Right.
Be financially stable.
Be financially stable. Yeah. And hopefully retire.
Yeah.
At some point. Very good. What advice would you give? So the class of 23, they're about to graduate here and. Man, 6 or 7 months. What advice would you give them? Right, you're sitting here, Lynn Haven alumni, graduated 2019. You're at Old Dominion University, majoring in business management. You've gone through some challenges, right, through COVID, and
right.
you know, had some little financial hiccups. Took a little break, made some money, paid off that debt. Now you're back in the saddle, and you're about to graduate. Shoot, this time next year, you'll be done.
Can't wait.
So what advice would you give these guys, you know?
Yeah. One main thing I would say is listen. You know, when you have older people trying to tell you something, yeah, just listen. Listen, listen, listen.
Okay.
Because it'll save you a lot of trouble in the long run.
Okay, very good. We're going to leave it there. Jordan Cottrell, thank you for coming out and visiting us today. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll see you on the flip side.
Yes,
take
sir.
Care.
Mm-hmm.